8:46, and we're at minus 6 degrees, looking for a high today of plus 6. Joining us now is Jeremy Hexham, web developer, to talk about the use of YouTube and Facebook in this election. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Bruce.
Jeremy, is there any way to track how many people may be checking these releases on YouTube and such?
Oh yeah, definitely. Every video has its own number of how many people have viewed it. For example, Laura Schnick in Calgary Fish Creek has had 573 views on her little top 10 countdown of why she should be voted for.
Is it any good?
It's not bad. It's not the greatest. some of these candidates have done superb jobs. Some of them are very professional, and some of them aren't. I mean, I think Len Weber in Calgary Foothills for the PC Party, who's had 231 views, has a very nice, professional video on YouTube. It's 5 minutes and 48 minutes long, so it's a little bit on the long side, but he has a little introduction. He has 6 or 7 people giving testimonials about him. He's got some great background. So, I mean, a basic message. Then you've got Tanya Melnick in Calgary McKay, who's a Liberal candidate, who has a very nice one-minute message saying who she is and why you should vote for her.
And how many people have viewed hers?
Well, she only put it up yesterday.
Oh.
So since yesterday, only 4 people have viewed it.
That doesn't seem like a lot to me.
It doesn't. When you realize there's about 350 people running in this election, and you've only got about 10 people who've put up videos, it tells you it's not being used very effectively by the candidates. But people are coming to them. I mean, people are seeing this site. This is just when you type Alberta election 2008 into YouTube, you get all these videos.
Okay, what about Facebook? Do they all have pages there?
No, not all of them. Most of them do. About half the Liberal candidates and a quarter of the Conservatives have Facebook pages. And it tends to be with the Conservatives, the newer candidates, the people who are running for the first time really have them. Some of the older candidates do and some of them don't. It just depends where they are in this province.
So do you think that YouTube and Facebook are going to have an impact on the voters?
I think they're humorous moments. I think it's a way to get people to look at them. Tim Stock Bateman, who's running for the NDP in Calgary Varsity, has had 580 views on his YouTube video, and it's a very funny video making fun of the fact that nobody knows who he is, and it's brilliantly done. And so, yes, it's humorous, and people who are looking at it, I think it will have an impact. With Facebook, they're using it mainly to get the message out of events that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with Facebook, you have to sign up to it. So if you're not a Facebook member, you're not going to get the messages. So it will be effective to those who use the Facebook, i.e. my generation. But to the older generation, it wouldn't be effective because they wouldn't necessarily know about it or use that particular technology.
Do we see more impact with these on the U.S. election?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you look at the U.S. election, I mean, one of my favorite videos is the attack ad Hillary 1984, which was sort of the first attack ad that came out during the primary season about a year ago, which was a spoof of the 1984 commercial that Apple did against IBM. And people are making tons of comments. In fact, when you type in Alberta election 2008 in YouTube, there's one person who's actually making a commentary about the election. Whereas if you do the same thing in the States, you have a lot of people who are making commentaries, their personal video blogs, about the different candidates and the different issues, not only at the federal level, but also at some of the state and local levels.
So you think it's safe to say that we're in the infancy stage here as far as YouTube and Facebook use goes, wouldn't you say?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, and the way to change that is everybody just go to Facebook or YouTube if you want to see what's going on.
And get these candidates to understand it. I mean, putting up a YouTube video is not that difficult in reality. I mean, if you want something professional, yeah, well, then that's a little more difficult. But a basic digital camera has video mode on it, and you can record something very simple, very fast, and that's what some of these people have done.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy.
All right, thanks.
Jeremy Hexham, web developer, talking about the use of YouTube and Facebook in this election.